just sitting back, sitting here loving you.
AM 1230 WSBB, about 15 now before the hour of 9 o'clock news. At the top of the hour from the NBC Radio Network, Jeff Berner is on the other end of our line, professional physical therapy and associates. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great, Skip. How you doing this morning?
Just a gorgeous day. You know, it feels like people should get out and exercise on a day like today.
Oh, it's fantastic.
You know, a lot of people are talking about the importance of therapy, especially after surgery. How important do you feel that is?
Well, there's no doubt that surgery is traumatic to the body. It makes corrections to joint deficiencies and muscle deficiencies. However, without the therapy afterwards, the people are left with less than optimal results from that traumatic surgery. And we're finding that a lot of people are affected by high copays that they don't realize that they have until after they've had the surgery. And frequently, people will come in after surgery and realize that they have a $45 copayment and cancel all of their appointments after that, which we do everything we can to work out payment plans and so on for people. But I also recognize that that's a significant expense. However, the result of not doing the therapy and being left with not enough bend in your knee or not being able to use your shoulder a lot of times is almost as bad as not having had the surgery at all.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Now, when you're talking about surgeries that therapy needs to be a part of it, are there any surgeries more important than others?
Well, any of the surgery, well, total knees, total hips, rotator cuff surgery, almost all of them should have therapy directly after, but one surgeries that frequently are ignored are when somebody has a mastectomy.
Okay.
A lot of times the general surgeon doesn't consider that in addition to removing the cancer, a lot of tissue has been damaged or removed, resulting in limitations in shoulder problems, and a lot of times I will get a patient that will come in with shoulder pain and neck pain and will tell me, oh yeah, I had a mastectomy 4 years ago or 3 years ago. That loss of range of motion is a direct effect of that surgery.
Good
However, it was never even considered to do therapy afterwards.
Okay, so remember, after surgery, you got to get some therapy, you got to get exercising, got to get out there and get active again to get to those, I guess, the mojo working again, right?
Get the full use of everything that you deserve.
Yeah, you know, it's quality of life is what we talk about.
Absolutely.
Speaking about quality, how's the building coming?
Oh, the building's coming up. We've got walls up. There should be a roof on it sometime next week. So it is moving along.
Okay, professional physical therapy moving to their new location. About when do you think?
We're looking at the beginning of August.
Okay.
We should be moving, and it's will be located at 1316 Ridgewood Avenue, just down the street from Dustin's, about three properties south of Dustin's.
Right next to the Regents Bank, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If somebody has a question about therapy, you still give them 15 minutes of a phone consultation free if they mention their favorite radio station?
Actually, we'll make a 15-minute appointment for them to come in and for me to talk to them right here in the office. So they can, if they call in and mention WSBB, we always give them that 15 minutes free.
Oh, I like that. What number can they reach you at?
They can call us at 423-0100.
Okay, get your hard hat on and go out and build something, buddy.
Very good. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
There he goes. Jeff Berner on AM 1230 WSBB from Professional Physical Therapy right here in Edgewater. About 11 minutes now before news time. At the top of the hour, somebody called our studio line just a few minutes ago. Wanted to hear this song. Here's Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Wait a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sound, I promise myself to treat myself.